Okay, cool.
Great. I'll give you the thumbs up from back there to start.
All right.
Devin Blunden spent much of last week helping performers get ready for their shows by making sure audio and visuals worked seamlessly.
So everything we just did was a second test, but you know, you never know if some ghost is going to sneak into the machine and run amok.
This is Blunden's eighth year doing technical support at the gathering, and he also does marketing for Travel Nevada, the state's tourism agency. He represents just one cog in an intricate planning and operations machine.
It's a festival that takes place in multiple venues, and so all that setup is crucial. It can feel kind of crazy, can feel pretty hectic, but by this point in the week, the thing kind of starts to run itself.
The National Cowboy Poetry Gathering has evolved over its 33 years and now includes a wide range of musical acts, panel discussions, workshops, films, and dancing. This year, approximately 5,000 people attended, which represents nearly 25% of Elko's population. The event is put on by the Western Folklife Center in downtown Elko, but the main venue is the convention center across town. Don Newman is the executive director for the Elko Convention and Visitors Authority.
For us, we probably begin initial planning probably 6 months out.
Because of the event's wide reach, Newman says one of the biggest priorities is making sure visitors can easily move between venues or have more options at each one.
Last year was the first year we opened our new conference center, and that gave them the ability to consolidate some of their peripheral events under one roof here at the convention center.
Newman says the convention center now has more space for amenities. A mercantile marketplace allows silversmiths and leather workers to sell necklaces or hides. And local food vendors, including a Basque deli and a farm-to-table food truck, offer visitors a chance to grab a bite between sessions. Elko Mayor Chris Johnson says the new addition could be just the first of many.
The convention center was built in the 70s, and it has paid off immensely to be able to have different events here. And I think that we probably could look at another expansion.
But that's just one venue for the Western Folklife Center, which organizes and hosts the event.
The gathering is a year-round cycle of work for us.
That's Katie Aiken, the gathering manager. She says the Western Folklife Center begins taking applications and listening to submissions in March. Then there's coming up with the year's theme, finding the right mix of talent, and making sure there's chemistry among performers.
I have a really large corkboard wall with post-it notes, and we do sort of a mix and match process and just see how things feel to us, try to match people together who we think might have some good energy on stage.
Aiken says she interviews performers and tries to pair people on stage based on a variety of things, like mixing old-timers with newcomers. But she says artists often do that amongst themselves. And even though she's involved in most of the planning, she won't take credit for it.
Well, the great thing about the gathering is it really is an Elko-wide event. The whole community sort of turns out for this and really contributes to it. We have almost 400 volunteers every year, some of whom are from out of town, but many of whom are local.
A lot could go wrong during the week-long festival, but even if it does, AV guy Devin Blunden says most of the cowboys are pretty understanding.
With TED Talks, I feel like a malfunction there would be judged a little bit more harshly than it would here in Elko.
The gathering wrapped up Saturday night with no major glitches.
There ain't no chain strong enough to hold me, ain't no breeze big enough to slow me, never have seen a river that's too wide. There ain't no jail tight enough to lock me up for me, big enough to stop me. I'll be there if you ever want me by your side.
For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Noah Glick.
If you ever gonna love